Hear that? It's your big McDonald's hunger calling. Because the Big Arch is back. And this time, it's here to stay. With juicy beef, cheddar cheese, and that Big Arch sauce. Hungry? You are now. Order delivery on the McDonald's app. Serve from 11 a.m. Upcharges and fees apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability, price and participation may vary.
Michael, I'm really excited to have you today on our episode because your work is where technology meets human connection. So many people here in tech, and they think cold hardware, but your story and your mission are deeply human. So I want to really dive into that today. Now, can you share a little bit about your early life journey from Hong Kong to Canada and how that experience shaped who you are today?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I grew up obviously in Hong Kong. My family moved away very early when I was probably 5 or 6, just to escape the communism. We didn't know when they were actually coming, even though they came much later. But so it was a very big transition. I came here, could speak barely any English. I looked very different, acted different. So finding friends was, I thought it'd be hard, but then people really just were just so kind, to this little immigrant child, had a lot of Caucasian friends. My best friend was East Indian, and a lot of them lived in the area. We just hang out. And, that's kind of where I started, learning how to speak English, seeing snow for the first time was amazing, right? Had braces, had glasses, everything. My parents were very hardworking. It felt like we actually lived like a better life in Hong Kong, but when we came to Canada, it seemed like we're in the low income family stage for some reason. Small car, small house. They were just very, very, they like to save money. My parents didn't spend much, so I would wear clothes till it rips. My mom would repatch them with little hearts and stuff. She walked me to school every day till grade 6. And I was close with my sister. But and my dad, we were closer when we were younger when my mom was around. But when she got diagnosed with cancer when I was 11, that's when things kind of turned for the worse, because she was a loving, nurturing mother, always there for me. Just didn't even yell at me, really, I don't remember. But my dad was the more sergeant, ruled the iron fist. He wasn't home very often, and when he was just kind of grouchy, So when my mom passed away, it took a lot of him to be two parents. He didn't know how to do the financial part. My mom did everything. And I think he shrunk back himself. He didn't know what to do. He tried his best, I'm sure, but I just turned the path for the worse, So I went from straight A student to fighting, stealing, even juvie for a little bit. It was it was bad. It was to a point where I was just, it wasn't recognizable. My family almost gave up on me.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? You went through a lot, and it takes a lot. Trauma really takes a lot out of a person and changes people. It's very hard to have a lot of baggage on your shoulders and to have to carry that weight your whole life. So, you come a long way from, Now your manifesto, talks about loss, struggle, resilience. Was there one specific moment when you realized this mission to make, hearing solutions accessible to your life's work?
So the hearing solution didn't really come till much later. Even when I got diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, 5 years ago, it still wasn't the idea. It didn't happen yet. But I did have a retinal detachment 10 years ago. That's when it first started, and I started meeting a lot of seniors, because no one around my age even came to get their eyes checked for retinal detachments during that time. So I started, develop a lot of bonds with seniors there. They would ask if, I got in an MMA fight, if I got punched in the eye or something. I'm like, no, it just spontaneously happened, right? So then over time I started, noticing I was very clumsy. I'd be tripping everywhere, walking to walls. My ex-girlfriend, especially when it's dark, I wouldn't be able to find my way out of the washrooms at restaurants. People were looking for me. It was getting scary, They actually thought I had some brain damage for some reason, but I didn't, So I went to get checked. They said I have this condition. And There might be some kind of cure later, but I'm still hoping. I'm on the waiting list, right? But afterwards, when I started realizing that I could go completely blind one day, that's when I realized, how's my quality of life going to be? Like, who's going to take me around? How am I going to take care of myself, right? So I wanted
Yeah.
to do something socially impactful at the same time. I needed something obviously for my financial, for my own financial being. But when I started talking to my cousin, she has a factory in Asia. They do electronics, right? So we're just thinking of different ideas, and then somehow bone conduction, open ear bone conduction headphones came out. And then I was like, so many people do it. I'm like, there's so many people. So I was like, I don't want to do that. And then I just start testing them, and it's obviously open ear, right? So there's nothing in your ear. It sits on the outside. So I really like that theory of it, right? Because who wants stuff on the inside, right? So earwax buildup and stuff. So yeah, then I started to just get different samples, and then I had this idea. I'm like, what if I put this amplification into it, right? And I was just checking around, and she sent me to a supplier that happened to be doing something like that. They haven't
Wow.
got this out of China. So then together with my image, my brand, I was able, like, because I'm obviously I was able to bring the brand outside of China, and I was able to grow it, North America, right? And hopefully
Yeah.
globally. So it was almost like a marriage made in heaven. I guess they're just waiting for me to come there, and I just like, hey, then they're like, well, this is exactly what we have. We just haven't been able to get this out of China. No one knows about
Yeah.
this. So I'm like, great. So then I tried it on hundreds of people, now thousands of people, and it works. They say it works just as well as hearing aids, and for a fraction of the cost. So yeah.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Now, a lot of people think that hearing tech is just about volume, but it clearly is deeper than that. Like, what have you learned about the emotional side of hearing loss, especially from seniors and people with disabilities?
I didn't realize that so many seniors have them and they don't wear them. That's one thing, right? Because you think you have 70,000 hearing aids, you use them all the time, right?
Yeah.
So I found out they're scared to wear them because they've lost one or two pairs, and it costs them a lot of money. So they're actually like, I don't want to lose them, so they don't wear them.
Yeah.
Others are just so tired of using them because it's so small. You have to change the batteries, and you can yank the wires out by accident. It's just very like finicky, right? I'm
Right.
surprised that it hasn't changed the technology over that many years. So when I brought something new, like trendy, cool, obviously from every it's everything's polar opposite, right? It's like open ear, close. There's closed ears. Ours is big. Theirs is small, right? Ours is bone conduction. So you use your skull to amplify the sound vibrations, and it goes directly to your inner ear, right? So if you have a healthy working cochlea or auditory nerve, it should pick up the sound vibrations, right? So most people that are young still have a healthy cochlea, the inner ear. It will pick up the sounds. So if they had like a hunting accident, if they had like noise related incidents, like mechanics, like sounds that can ruin your eardrums, it bypasses through the damaged part and goes directly to the inner ear. So they can start hearing just like you and me, right? And I've seen some really like miraculous like people I've seen I worked in real life. They couldn't hear
Yeah.
anything when I came in. And the moment they put this on, they can hear. They're like, oh my God, I couldn't hear in 8 years. And now this bone
Wow.
conduction headphone made them confident. They don't feel isolated. They feel involved, engaged, and that's what it is. It's a headphone that looks like a headphone, but it has the amplification, so you could use it for social interactions now. So for $300, compared to whatever, it's obviously like it's such an impactful, life-changing product that I think it's a great investment because you can use it for everyday activities, right? Talking on the phone, watching TV, and social engagement, right? That's what seniors really want it for, right? They feel very saddened that they can't take part in a lot of conversations. They feel left out. Some of them say they've been pretending to hear what the people are saying for like 20 years, and they're just feeling like desperate, and like they're like, this is gonna help, right? And then when they try it, they're just blown away, right? So most of them it works, some won't, I'm gonna say, because if your hearing is super severe, it's not gonna help because you need a cochlear implant, right?
Oh wow. Now, so there is no volume. You just put it on and it amplifies to the
Oh, there is
ear.
now. There is now. We put a dual volume on this on the new one though. Yeah, the old one
Oh,
didn't though.
really?
Yeah, so that's a very popular one now because we upgraded it to just one button to turn on. The old one was like you have to hold it and you have to tap it and stuff. So people got kind of like confused. Young
Yeah.
people are okay with it. The new one is like then we put in a dual volume so you can change it on both sides. So if someone has one
Right.
side of deafness, you can put one side higher, right? And then we have a noise reduction chip, minimize background sounds. So that's another big thing that people with hearing loss would like because hearing aids, everything pick up background sounds. It can drive you crazy because you're trying to focus in front of you and like all this background sounds, right?
Yes.
So yeah, so we put a lot of upgrades in it. We continue to keep upgrading every couple of years, kind of like Apple, just upgrade 3.0, 4.0, right? Yeah.
That's very cool. Now, how did your own life experience living with vision loss and barriers shape not just your product, but your philosophy behind Flow?
I think my own obviously my own disabilities I can resonate with seniors because not only do they have hearing loss, they have some of them have they have vision loss, health deterioration. So I feel like I'm very blessed, just because I have one thing that's and it doesn't bother me that much anymore, but I used to. But it really opened my eyes when I started working with seniors. I'm like, these guys, they're brave. And people just look at them, oh, they're old. And it's like you talk to them, they have some amazing stories, And
Yeah.
it's just like you see their eyes just light up, and it's just like they want to be heard. It's I say it's a underserved and overlooked market. It's like, people, and I feel bad because like they tell me that they wish they can just have another 20 years, 30 years. Minus up, they can live it again, right? So they tell
Yes.
me like, they're like, you should be very happy, you're partially blind, but you can still do more things than we can do. So really,
Right.
like every time I work with them, it's just like that's what really influences me. It makes me really feels rewarding, gratifying to help people, especially seniors,
Yeah.
because they can still do a lot. It's just they feel like trapped. They feel like they feel like people don't like. Think they can do anything. That's why they don't try anything. So they just give up, So we encourage them to try new technology. So I really work with them, support them, guide them, Because if you don't, they will give up. But I've seen ones that were just like so determined. They're like, I want to learn. I want to learn. And then they do. They're like, wow, it's just 90-year-old lady can learn how to use this kind of stuff, right? And she
Yeah.
uses it every day, like Helen, right, on my testimonies. Yeah, she's like my second grandma. So yeah.
I love it. Now, your open ear bone conduction approach is fascinating. Now, in plain language, how does that technology differ from traditional hearing aids, and why does it matter?
So the open ear bone conduction, because so when it's open ear, so it means like you can be aware of your surroundings when you wear it. There's nothing in your ear, no direct pressure, no damage. Hearing aids obviously is in the ear. It can block out a lot of sounds, so you can't be as aware of your surroundings. And because it's outside, there's a minimal earwax buildup. It can actually help you minimize tinnitus. Tinnitus is a big thing where you hear buzzing, ringing, different for different people, but it's very stressful for your brain to always constantly hear these different sounds, right? That you can only hear. So when you wear this open ear, it actually the natural ambient sounds that you hear actually neutralizes the external sounds that you hear, right? So then
Right.
your tinnitus starts to minimize, right? And so bone conduction obviously is so it takes the audio data from this little transducer bed. So it looks like this, right? So it sits in front of your ears. It just sits right there, right? So it uses your upper cheekbone to amplify the sound vibrations, and it just starts traveling from your outer ear, middle to the inner ear, right? And then
Yeah.
it converts into electrical signals where your brain recognizes a sound, right? So hearing aids don't use bone conduction, right? They use electrical signals. So ours is like, vibrations, right? So that's where the difference is. And it's just healthier that you use sound vibrations. And it was actually Beethoven that actually was a pioneer before anyone ever knew about it. So when he was going deaf, he actually put a metal rod in his teeth to connect it to his piano. He would start playing the piano notes, and he would actually, the vibrations would go into his teeth and into his skull, and he'll start hearing the sounds. And he started
Really?
composing a lot of his early days before he went completely deaf, right? That's where some of
Oh,
his
wow.
biggest music came from.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. That's amazing. Wow. Now, when you first tested the prototypes with the seniors, what surprised you the most about how they responded to the technology?
At first, I mean, everyone was very interested in something different, anything different, right? Like, please, like. And then when they tried it, some of them thought it was too big at first. They thought it was too meant for young people, not for them. So I
Yeah.
started off with very slow, and then start growing and growing, and then you got like clusters of seniors that just tr like trying new things, and they'll kind of group up. But and then every time I came there, it was always all women at first, right? So even till today, 95% of my events always all women, whether it's 10, 20, 40, 50 people, all women. You got one or two dudes in there, right? So I found out
Yeah.
that like my uncle, like men are very prideful. They don't want to admit they have hearing loss to the death of them. So especially, some men, they don't like wearing hearing aids either. So they'll just go through the entire life wearing nothing. Even though
Yeah.
they're yelling at everybody, and it causes the morale to go down so this actually helps the morale go up, right? But like, I just realized that more and more people started to see it worked. Then they see Bob wearing it, and Bob's like, he knows his stuff, and then people start following with Bob, and it became like more it started become more popular, right? So now I have like 5, 10 per senior home. I work with most senior homes in the city. And then now I'm going to Toronto in February. I'm doing 9 cities in 2 weeks, just going to different
Wow.
senior homes, like 2 to 3 events a day, right? So just to promote it on the Eastern Canada, because I already have
Yeah.
Western Canada success. So then once I go national, then I can, then right after I'm doing the Dragon's Den audition, it's just perfectly aligned with everything else I'm doing. So I think this is just a start of not a revolutionary, but this is a revolutionary cutting edge technology, I think. It's actually breaking barriers. It's breaking barriers from the traditional way of thinking that not everyone has to wear hearing aids, right? And
Right.
because there is so many people frustrated with them, we have this new product that anyone can buy later. You just pick it off the shelf and you can just buy it. You don't have to get your ears tested. You can change the volume to your liking, So
Yeah.
I just think it's something anyone can use, children, labor workers, anyone, war veterans, because everyone, so many people have hearing loss. 1.6 billion people in the world have hearing loss to some point in their life, right? So
Wow.
that's staggering, right? So I came in
Yeah.
at a right time that people are just like, hey, yeah, like anywhere. I do podcasting all over the world too, right? Like Australia, India, and they're all like, please bring this in. I'm like, I'm trying, I'm trying to
Yeah.
get this, try to get this across, but it's going to take a lot of
Yeah.
money to get this worldwide, right? That's where the investors will come in later, right? But huge, 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 huge benefits for this, and it can reach such a massive like audience, and I'm excited for it. It's just the start, right? So yeah, there's just so much upside to this product, and I'm just excited. It's just the beginning. So
I love it. I love it. Now, this isn't just a senior product. People from children to with autism to frontline workers have found value in open ear tech. Now, what's that broad appeal rooted in?
sorry, what's that? Oh, what's that broad appeal rooted in? How do you explain that question? How is it rooted in? Sorry, I'm just trying to think.
How have what's the broad appeal that people from all different age groups, that are attracted to the
Oh
flow?
yes, sorry.
That's okay.
I think people are attracted to all different ages because it is such a trendy looking headphone. Seniors took a little while to get used to the look of it, but everyone of all ages, I've seen people wear it at the airport, anywhere, like Shox. Shox is a big brand, so they do bone conduction. Theirs only for watching TV and listening to music, and that's it. Ours is the same thing. We add this amplification, so we're the only ones that have the amplification added to it. We trademarked it. My supplier patented it, so that's another great thing. It's protected, right? And And basically, it just caters to people of all ages because it's so easy to use, right? It's only really a couple of buttons. But if you want to get even more technical into it, like young people can are more techie, so they can actually maximize the they can use it for Bluetooth, so you can use it for talking on the phone, the streaming music and stuff, right? Seniors are more into just the amplification, so they just turn it on, they use it, and that's all they want to use it for, just to talk, right? A lot of them don't even have cell phones, so they just use it just for the amplification purpose, right? But people that have different types of those conditions, I found that a lot of them have cognitive disabilities, and this actually helps them enhance their alertness, makes them more engaged. Whereas not every product helps them do that, right? So because now you can wear this, you can like use it to engage, you can use it to talk on the phone, you can use it to do everything with it, right? It's just a one device does it all, right? And it's m my clients, like I have clients that have autism, dementia, Parkinson's. I work with them very extensively, but it's still early stage. I'm not, I don't want to say like it helps everyone because it's case by case, scenario. But my cases, it's worked really well. It just makes them more alert, engaged, and they feel so comfortable. They feel like nothing's in their, on their head, right? Like nothing's pressuring.
I love that. Now, why do you think so many people, especially seniors, resist traditional hearing aids, and how does that flow help break the stigmatism of it?
For traditional hearing aids, it's because they wear it on the inside. They don't like earwax buildup. They could have direct damage and pressure to their ears. A lot of the ones that are able to afford it or have qualifications for it, they have to repurchase it. So if you lose it within a 5-year period, I think you get a new pair every 5 years or something. Right, so a lot of them end up losing them in the first couple of years. Now they have to spend $8,000 to buy a new pair, and some of them lose it over and over again. So it's so small. I notice that some of them, they just walk around, it falls off their ear. They go dancing, it falls off their ear. People are just like sweeping them off the floor, and it's very sad because not everyone can afford them, right? The ones that really can't afford them, like my dad, he lives in a subsidized housing community where they can only afford $500 a month for rent. So imagine like. Most of them can't even wear anything. They're going through life with nothing. So now we have grants, we have like different benefits for I'm trying to work on to help low income families be able to afford even this, right? For a very discounted price, so that they can have improve their lifestyle and their quality of life too, right? And the majority of people in the world are low income, so that's why I want to target people all over the world that this is the product that anyone can use. Children, seniors, adults, anybody, right? And we've done our testing, and it's obviously, like it's helped people. I say 80 or 90% of the people it worked really well for. So, yeah.
Wow. Now you've spoken about accessibility in a broader sense, not just devices, but dignity and inclusion. What does accessibility mean to you beyond technology?
I think if it beyond technology, I feel like everyone should have, whether it's technology or not, they should have something that can like help them in life that assists them to for like any cognitive, any sensory, any hearing loss. Nowadays, like with all the technology we have, it really does help reduce the stress level. It really helps like encourage them to learn about the technology. But without the technology, it is really tough on a lot of people because it really does enhance a lot of things around them. It does help a lot, right? Even the TV, like it'll there's so many different like modes you can do for accessibility, right? And more and more people are using them, and without them, I feel like it does decrease a lot of the quality of life, So I'm glad a lot of people have accessibility for everything now. Because people need them, right? But yeah.
I agree. You've worked with senior care organizations, nonprofits, and more. Like, what has partnerships taught you about building something that matters?
I think everything is about for sure partnerships, collaborations, because people that have the same vision as you, especially something globally impactful that's going to help so many people. You need alliances. You need people to believe in you. You need people because it's about networking, right? It's an ecosystem, I call it. So you
Yeah.
need everything to kind of circle around. And I found out that, like, I can go so many different directions, and somehow it all kind of comes back to the product, right? You can go
Yeah.
to different, clubs. You can go to different nonprofits, site, hearing. Everything kind of interconnects, and because it is such an important thing in life, sight and hearing is almost like the first one and two most important thing, I think, right?
Yeah.
Besides your heart or your organs, but it's so important that I feel like it's not affordable for people. They make it so expensive for something that's just your basic, your basic needs, right? And it's such a big necessity that I feel like it's a universal necessity that even if there was a recession or something, this is always going to keep surviving, right? That's why I feel like it's a great niche, it's a great product, and without collaborations and partnerships, it can't go very far. So that's why I need TV shows and podcasts to like help really get the exposure out there, because that really helps, right? Especially globally, right?
Right.
Your show probably goes in so many different countries and people watch, and it's so beneficial. People that never knew about it before, even if it was like 10, 20, 30 people, I got 10, 20, 30 people that know about it now, right? So it just spreads
Yeah.
from there, right? So yeah, it's great.
Now, looking ahead, how do you want Flow to impact not just individuals, but the entire communities?
I think that it should. I really encourage people to try this, because some people might think it's like, yeah, it looks strange, or it looks big or small. But once they really try it, it really does impact the entire community, right? Because it
Yeah.
is so affordable, and it's something that can keep growing. Like, I'm going to keep evolving to the next. It's not always going to keep tweaking it out, improve it a little more, a little more. But because it's such a broad spectrum of people that can help, from 12 to 95 years old,
Yeah.
I just feel very grateful that there's a product out there right now that can help that many people,
Right.
and yeah, it's very simple. It's very simple to use. Everyone, especially seniors, they want it as simple as possible. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's just easy to catch on. It's very very easy to learn. Yeah.
That's awesome. That when things get frustrating or slow, what keeps you going? You know, is there a belief or a memory or a promise that you're holding on to?
Yeah, when things go bad, like I think I look back to my mom, because I was such a bad kid when she passed away. I feel like I owe it to her that I changed my life around, from alcoholism, addictions. Obviously I have PTSD, ADHD. I have a lot of things I'm battling at the same time, even sobriety 1 year sober. But I felt like I let her down for many years, that she would be kind of very disappointed in what I've been doing. But because of now what I'm doing, I feel really like, even in my manifesto, it's like you see, like, just going walking through the cemetery, I feel like she'd be proud of what I'm doing, because, and that's
Right.
what drives me every day, right? To make
Yeah.
changes in the world. And yeah, I sometimes gotta pinch myself, like, wow, this is, something I never expected. To be like the face of something, and people are really resonating with this, I feel like because of my disability, people really connect with me. I'm not just a salesperson that I
Right.
come in. It's more about like connecting with them first, making them
Yeah.
feel appreciated and loved, and then here's a solution for this problem that we have here, like that. Hearing products are way too expensive, and we should have something that caters to everybody in the world, not just one group, not just people that have the means to purchase it, right? Such a big population of the world, like third world countries, I don't have anything. So I'm looking forward to actually growing it towards those countries and actually see how beneficial it is for them, right? So, and I hope I make my mom proud. Yeah.
I'm sure you did. I know you did.
Thank you.
If someone was listening today, that feels disconnected from their health, from their loved ones, or from purpose, what one thing would you want them to leave with here in this conversation today?
Just you have to believe in yourself. Like I've been through that route where, I felt like, giving up, or, like I have health issues, obviously, my blindness. But you look at it on a positive note that things could be worse, because I work with seniors. They have not just blindness, they have hearing loss, they have, different health conditions, and they're still going strong. Some of them are just like, they're just happy to be alive, and they're just dancing and singing. I'm like, wow, they really like, those are the just one group of people, but I feel like I'm just very blessed, I feel like everyone should feel blessed. You should look around and just like know that there's other aspects of your life that's really like great, right? So I know a lot of people complain about life. I'm like, hey man, look at other people around you. They're struggling more than you. So if you think it's bad, there's other people way worse, right? And right. So, and for me, it's like people would think that, oh, he's blind. How can he think of something like this? And how can he, I never thought I could do something like this, right? But like, and with my ADHD, it's like, or yeah, my ADHD is so severe. I couldn't read a book. I couldn't even learn. Like, I had to learn visual and audibly, right? But even through then, I was able to break barriers and like and just take myself out of my past and just keep growing and growing, because I could have died many times. I have friends that have died. So, but I just look at it like, people, anyone can move on. Just take the negative out of your life, and take the toxic people out of your life, and move on, and then grow within yourself. Because even though I cut off all my friends, a lot of my friends, I feel more happier now because it's a positive energy around me. So, and I feel that that's more important than anything, right? So focus yourself around positive people.
I agree. They say the seven people around you are the people that you'll become like.
Exactly.
Now, outside of this work, what brings you joy? What do you do when you're not, changing the world?
I like to sing. I sing as a hobby. I sing. I have little like covers I do. I play tennis, even though it sounds weird because I'm partially blind. But I just like going out there and just exercising, even though I miss the ball sometimes. But it's I really enjoy like fishing. That's another thing. Like just being outdoor, but because I am partially blind, it is a little bit of hazard to myself. I can end up walking into the pond, and like, I can't swim either, so that wouldn't be a good thing. I might take up swimming sometime just to conquer my fears. It's good. It's a healthy thing to do. Yeah, just being sober for 1 year. Like I used to drink like a lot. And I cut off my friends that drink a lot. So then that's another thing. Just looking forward and traveling. I traveled a lot. 36 countries in like 15 years. So because I
That's
want to
wonderful.
see the beauty and like want to see what's out there, and that's what really drives me. And yeah, traveling is definitely my hobby. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Now, tell us a little about your product. I know we've discussed it, but where can people can find it?
Yes, my website. I have two of them. So I have a .ca and a .com. So www.theinnerflow. So flow without the W. So some people get it wrong. So www.theinnerflow.com. Our Instagram is at the Flow Group, and I'm also on LinkedIn, Michael Young. We have 50% off the first model, my Flow True Balance 1.0. So people can buy it for 50% off, and I think it's under $100. So it's something you can use, even if it's a base model, you can still use it to socially engage. And of course, the second prototype 2.0 is actually the one that's actually really capturing a lot of people's interest, and the sales have, I think we beat the sales in 2 months of the 2 years combined of my first product, and we broke it into 2 months of my second product. So that's how high demand it is right now, right? So that's why I'm just keep pushing, do different podcasts, TV shows, events. I do a lot of events, in-person events, so I can work with people in person. And people appreciate that, right? So they don't want just some person throwing the product on online and that's it, right? I go and actually work with people with different conditions, and I feel like people would find your brand way more unique and way more authentic, right? So I don't use Amazon, so yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing, Michael. I really thank you so much for being on the show. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. I give you kudos because it's very hard when you have a disability or any type of illness, especially when you're losing your sight and you're dealing with a lot of different things. It affects us emotionally and it affects us physically. And you didn't let it get you down. You just kept moving forward. You overcame your crisis. You overcame the obstacles, and now you've turned it into something where you're helping other people through your product, and you became an entrepreneur and changed your whole life around. And with this product, you're helping, tens of millions of people out there that have hearing loss. And I just want to say that I really, I'm proud of you, and I know that your mother would be proud of you too. She is proud of you, and I thank
Thank
you
you.
so much for being on the
Thank
show.
you. It means a lot to me.
Very
Thank you so
welcome.
much. Thanks, Stacey.
I think what you're doing is great, and I thank you for coming on the show, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thanks for having me. I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too.